You know, I tried doing voiceover work. Everyone kept saying to me, why don't you do voiceover
work? Right.
If anyone has the kind of distinctive voice you'd think would make it big in the voiceover world, it's Crash Test Dummies frontman, Brad Roberts. But when Brad tried to go the James Earl Jones route during a hiatus between albums, it just didn't happen. But that's probably for the best. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Brad Roberts' distinctively low voice made Crash Test Dummies' 1993 song, Mm-mm-mm-mm, not only unforgettable, but also for a while, unavoidable. The album that song was on, God Shuffled His Feet, has sold over 5 million copies. Things have quieted down since then, but through solo projects, hiatuses, and the recovery period after a serious car accident, the Crash Test Dummies have kept at it, releasing 6 albums since God Shuffled His Feet. Their latest, Ooh La La, comes out of an infatuation Brad and producer Stuart Lerman developed for an early 1970s instrument called the Optigen, short for optical organ. Brad told FUV's John Platt, more about that.
Basically, it's kind of an analog precursor to digital sampling. And what they did was through film technology of the time that involved optics, they developed a way of recording actual sounds and playing them back at the press of a button. So the very first hint towards an Optigen was some sort of action figure, and you pressed a button and the action figure said, I'm Batman, or whatever it was. And someone at the meeting with the toy said, could you turn that into an amateur hobbyist instrument? Could you take that idea and run with that? So they did.
We turn our water into wine. It's something we do all the time. Doesn't cost a single dime, and it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful. A glass is never just half full. The flowers, vivid, colorful.
My voice changed when I was about 14 years old. It's grown lower as I've grown older. But yeah, I definitely have a great big voice that, particularly back then, did not match my small frame. People used to, you know, they'd see me for the first time and they would have heard my voice and they'd be like, well, you're just a little wee fella. Where'd that come from?
Did it change your self-image?
That's an interesting question. I didn't really see myself as a singer. I saw myself as singing the songs because I couldn't get anyone else who had a more conventional voice to sing them the way I heard them in my head. And so I became a singer by default. And then came this positive response to my voice. And at first, I was stupid enough and inexperienced enough to kind of resent it. It was like, you know, to me, the songs, the lyrics, the arrangement, the chord structure, even the guitar playing, all those things were very important to me. And my voice, it was just like I opened my mouth and that's what I sound like. As it turns out, it's been a huge asset.
I listened to a bird who told me all. He seemed to make no sense as I recall. I listened to the bees, their buzzing sounds, told nothing of the purpose of their rounds. The claws that tear, the fangs that bite, the placid pawn, the bird in flight, the lion stalking around his kill, the flowers purple on the hill.
Crash Test Dummies, Brad Roberts live with Songbird. We also heard And It's Beautiful, from the new album, Ooh La La. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.